Now, tragically, rates of homelessness and rough sleeping are continuing to grow in Sydney and across Australia. Especially in the depths of winter, not having a warm bed to sleep in is not only really uncomfortable, but it can be potentially dangerous. ABS data also indicates that older women are a growing cohort of our homeless population, with a lack of permanent housing forcing a whole heap of women to live a transient life in caravan parks, cars, on friends' lounges, or worst of all, on the streets themselves. Fortunately, Uniting, the service arm of the Uniting Church, has devised an innovative solution to the problem. They've opened a pop-up shelter in one of their vacant properties, which is slated for redevelopment as a retirement slash affordable housing site in 2019. Instead of letting the building sit empty, it's now home to a group of women over 45 who would otherwise be homeless. Uniting's Director of Property and Housing, Simon Furness, joins us on the line now for a chat. Simon, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure.
So in terms of getting this site ready to be a housing option for the 45 people who are living there at the moment, what sort of work had to be done to fix the building up?
Well, not much, really. The building, we only just closed the residential aged care last year, so it was a functioning building up until about a year ago. Obviously, you have to keep all the services going. We had to keep the building compliant and, you know, fire safety and all those sorts of things. And then it was just really a matter of getting appropriate furniture and, you know, a few stoves, and we were lucky enough to have a lot of help in finding those things, you know, to make it a sort of home for these women.
Yeah, that's really brilliant. So has it been, I guess, a bit of a community project then, with a lot of people chipping in?
Well, it's important with a project like this that you team up with experts in the area. I mean, Uniting, we provide a range of community services, but we don't actually specialise in homeless older women. And so we've teamed up with people like the Women and Girls Emergency Centre and with Newtown Neighbourhood Centre. And also we had some help from a company called Construction Profile, who sort of sourced the furniture for us. They knew about some major hotel refurbishment work going on, and basically diverted some of those some of the bedroom furniture and the soft furnishings from landfill where it would have gone to our place to provide, you know, some creature comforts.
And so I read that you have about 45 women living there at the moment. Is this number sort of ever changing?
So, well, we can actually, the building originally, there were almost 100 residents in the building, but yeah, parts of the building are a bit sort of single rooms and so on. So we found about 35 rooms that are really suitable for this, with en suites and little areas where they can set up a kitchenette. And so we've set up 35 rooms. To date, we've had 30 women through, and I'm delighted to say some of those have gone on to find more permanent accommodation.
Oh, brilliant. So people are moving out of this project into more stable situations.
Look, that's the whole point. This a facility like this, what it does is it provides people with a safe and comfortable place just to take stock and to, you know, have somewhere safe where they can look for somewhere more permanent. It's not a permanent solution. We've never pretended it was, but it's a very important you know, facility for people just to sort of do what they need to do to find something more permanent. And indeed, a number of women already have that.
And so do you think that this project is something that could be replicated potentially across Australia in terms of vacant buildings being used to create temporary housing?
Yes, I do. And, you know, we see pop-up restaurants and pop-up bars and pop-up clothing outlets and shoes and so on, but yeah, they're all for commercial purposes, and that's fine, but why not a pop-up for social purposes? And I think really, you know, any building with a bit of imagination can be used to provide some temporary accommodation for people. I'd encourage anybody, an owner-operator like we are, or even a property developer, if they have an empty building, you know, have a chat with some of the local homelessness services providers and just see what the need is out there and whether their building could be used for temporary accommodation, for sure.
It is an absolutely brilliant project. Simon, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Not at all. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
That was Simon Furness, the Director of Property and Housing at Uniting. For more information about Uniting services, you can visit uniting.org, which will pop up in the podcast. And if you or someone you know does need immediate assistance with crisis housing in New South Wales, the link to home number is 1800 152 152.